action item number 12, discussion and possible action on De Cordova Bend Dam Protective Coating Project. Ken Rendy again.
Last one for me anyway, Jennifer, next slide, please. Back in the 99 timeframe, we instituted some rehab of the Tainer Gates at Granbury. Unfortunately, with that rehab and the techniques used at that time, we've had shortly thereafter some failure of that, corrosion issues in that with the trunnion splice plates and other metal loss type issues on the gates themselves. Next slide. We hired Fries and Nichols to do a failure analysis study for us. That was done. The board approved that last year. They completed that, have come up with their recommendations. We've moved through the design and bidding phase at board's approval in that, with the exception of we're at the point now where we're investigating the low bidders. Fries and Nichols is doing that, our consultant at this point in time, before we award the qualified low bidder. There's four bidders, and I'll get through that in just a moment, but once that's completed, we'll then move forward with the construction phase as originally approved by the board. Next slide. The initial construction estimates that we had from the 90% design review anyway that we had provided to the board was $2.9 million for this fix. However, the 90% review did not include some of those items there that we received out of the 100% review, which upped the original estimate from the 2.9. Our bid range, as it shows there, our lowest four bids that we're looking at now, what we've done with our cost estimate here is priced it right now for the board at the highest of the lowest four. Am I speaking too loud? Excuse me, Pat. At the highest of the lowest four of those bids, so that we're at least covered should that be the one that the consultant recommending that at this point in time. Once that's completed, and we expect that to happen pretty soon. Our FY08 capital cost was $400,000, and we've projected and have in the budget for 09 that you'll be approving in July anyway with that budget review, not to exceed that amount, $4,261,910. And before I read the resolution, do you have any questions of that? Okay. The following resolution is presented for consideration to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its April 28, 2008 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to enter into a contract for an amount not to exceed $4,661,910 to complete the De Cordova Bend Dam Gate Protective Coating Project.
You've heard a reading of the resolution. Do I hear a motion? Christian? Written by Director Johnson. Please pull the board.
Chairman DeFluitt?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Beer?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bellion?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bennett?
Yes.
Director Blum?
Yes.
Director Breeden?
Aye.
Director Carrava?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Bill, would that all be done in 09?
I think so.
Kent, before you sit down.
Yes. Is it all done?
Will that all be completed in 09?
That's the plan right now, yes.
How many gates are there?
16.
And just for information, we did this once before and it didn't work, and so we're going to do it again better this time. Tell me more.
Different techniques. When Fries and Nichols did their failure analysis and that, I think part of it was in the preparation and out of design and the components used as well. And they've now come up with what they feel like today, state-of-the-art technology, and that should last us a good while with a recoding of a different type technology.
That's a pretty hostile environment up there with the salt.
Mike, would you add anything to that, or is that?
All I was trying to make sure is we don't do it and turn around in a couple of years and do it again.
Yes, sir. If that happens, I'm going to have somebody else stand up here and brief you.